Begin the current daf in seven, but see that peches begin the manal, begin the tezmat, begin with the words gemara, atchir of the empires. That Biani says tevel is not chayv meiser until it sees the face of the house. Meaning, like Rashi says, that it should enter through the Pesach. So it's just going to say, but non peregim of the meiser, we learned in the third peregim in Mishnah meis law, and it's broad. Bishuli it's different. End of peregim it's different. It needs different side of the base. Hazel chotzer shechayev is be meiser. What type of courtyard? Obligates a meiser. It's chatzit turis. Beis al chatzit turis. It's kosher kem neshmal matoicha any that the vessels are protected inside of it. So we see that they already chayiv in the chatzir. Not like Rabbi Yana saying that it comes into the house. Ve'en lo don't say the Rabbi Yana because Rabbi Yana in the chayiv is be meiser. She yurab nearby is. You're right. It's like he's saying you're not chayiv until it sees the surface of the face of the house. And upnei chatzir. So what does it mean? The chatzar, I thought it has to go into the house, not enough into the courtyard. The hainu, what that means to say is, Sheikh Nesena der Shah chatzar labayis, yeah. It has to go through the gateway of the courtyard on its way into the house. And v'chiyam b'samach l'rbiyana, when the Gemara shortly says, v'myam b'shirach, when it says b'shirach l'afukah der gagis, that excludes if it comes to the roof, have a muslim name, the Gemara could have said, l'afukah, it's coming to exclude machnas labayis, b'lay der Shah chatzar. Also, if it comes to the house, not through the pathway of the courtyard because it has to enter the courtyard, that can't be a good answer. Why? Because that's the case. Labayis, according to the one that says to the house. How is it possible that the worker is in the house? Because it has to come through the gate of the courtyard and his hand is reaching from the house through the gate of the courtyard to all the way on the outside? You could say, where the fig tree is leaning into the courtyard, or it's in the courtyard. That's what the case would be talking about. Then it doesn't have to come into the entryway of the courtyard. It's only those which either nilchotes the gears of the bach was gathered or it took root out of the courtyard. Then has to enter into through the path of courtyard. So that wouldn't be such a difficulty. And actually, it actually sounds like this in the third parak of Maaseh in the Mishnah Ches, that now the Mishnah teaches, if you have a fig tree that's standing in a courtyard, you can eat one at a time. But if you combine two of them, then the chayv already chayv Maaseh. And you see that just by being in there already, it would be chayv, wouldn't have to come into the Pnei Chatzah. But so it says, you can't say this. You need to resolve Rabbi Yana like we're answering and saying that, oh, he's not difficult, that he requires, both the bayis and to come in derech ha-chatzer, because it's not beperek bayis de trumas. We learned in the gear says in this eighth parak, or second parak of trumas, maislan is brought by maybe kadayayin, in beyadav hamheim and alf. Someone's in the middle eating a cluster of grapes. So the nechnas begin the chatzer and he answers from the garden to the courtyard. But I mean, it says, you can finish, even though you're in the obligated area. Shumni says, no, you can't finish. But, so that's where we're going to finish him. But to start, so it says, according to everyone, it's forbidden. Now, mashma, it sounds like, shabachatzer aser, then the court is forbidden. Now, bishlei nechlis labayit, even though he did not enter to the house. When the nakam nechlis lachatzer, in fact, he says, enter the court. That seems to clearly not like Rabbi Yana, and seems to stress that, not like we answered before, that's like through the court to the house. The Shem says, if you can see, is the Maid Rabbi Yana agrees. You're right. The Chatzah Kavaz, that the courtyard does establish obligation, but that's only Rabbanan, rabbinically. The Hadda Imran, this day says, that Shem Pnei Bais, until he sees the face of the house, Hayin Ibn Raisa, that's on the biblical level. The Shem says, I'm going to say, according to Rabbi Yechanam, that he says, Chatzah Kavaz, Midai Raisa, that the courtyard establishes the biblical halacha, the courtyard establishes Midai Raisa, Amai Yigmar, Lerevelazi. So, according to that, why, according to Blaz, are you allowed to finish eating if you're already, Rabbi Yechon disagrees, Rabbi Yana, that our Gemara brings? Biblically, it's already in the courtyard. So why, according to Blaz, are you allowed to finish eating? We can say it's the Ayr B'chatzah She'inakim D'Shmar B'teicha. We're talking about that a courtyard of the vessel are not protected inside, but the Leikavel and Rabbanim, that's not like the Chatzah Tzuris. That's only rabbinic, and therefore you have that leniency that you could finish, you just can't start. No, it says, my love, basada. Aren't we talking about when we said this halacha of kenafshecha, that you could eat and be pater, but if you buy it, you're going to be chayiv? And that isn't it even talking about in the field? And then the purchase should not be better than a as Tosfos means page, because Rashi explains, and that is a guy who's buying can be better than Gemar Malacha, and then you see that Gemar Malacha is chayv already in the Sada, and not doesn't have to come into the house or to the courtyard. Again, if that's the case, so you see that even the homeowner should be chayiv when the activity is finished, even not in the field, not like Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yonah. That's the Gemara's question. So it's a question difficult because if that's the case, Mukila, why don't you just explain? It's talking about when you didn't finish all the processes for its obligation of Maisa. So in Cain, if that's the case, my parach, so what's the Gemara asking? Balabais Namachayev, that the homeowner should also be chayev. Since you didn't finish all the malachas for Meisim, meaning, obviously, if you're saying this halacha specifically of buying, it would sound like because you didn't finish the Gemara malachas, then why should the Baal Bais be chayiv? Yochalechal afal abayis. Daddy could eat him in the house itself, because Amar Yishu, like Horatius says in the Gemara Pesachim of Tesman Av, Marm on Matzvoas, a person can be crafty regarding his grain. Machnis of a Maitrele, he can bring you when it's on the chaff. Boy, more of a shiliha, maybe kadiyah in the end of Perk, maybe kadiyah in Beit Avlam Heim and Av. That's what it sounds like, the Lekule Meroi, the Hossam, that according to all the Meram of the Hamekach and the Kedeya, purchasing does not establish obligation, only by something that actually there is a Gemar Malacha. I mean, from Rashi's words, it sounds like that Lekech is not better than Gemar Malacha. So, if the guy's buying and there's no Gemar Malacha, and he's chayvered in the Sada, that should tell us regarding the Balabais. But that means you tell me that it was not Nigma Malachta. So then what's the question? Well, that the Balabais should be chayiv, but it was not Nigma Malachta. And even in the house, if it's not Nigma Malachta, you're potter. But moreover, Tay says that actually sounds like, and then purchasing also should not obligate. It's only if somebody has Nigma Malachta Lemaisa. So this is a rather near it's in Dahi Parach. Gemara's question like this. My love, Basada, aren't we talking about in the field that a Lekeh Chayiv, that a guy who purchased would be Chayiv, should be the Mekach Kaveya, because purchasing establishes B'davish Nigim Lach L'maisa by something that you did finish Nigim Lach. And that's what we're saying, that it's the equivalent of Gemar Malach, meaning it's something that's Gemar Malach, that itself establishes it. Makash L'kul, that's the Gemara's question on all the Amiram, the Lemifika, they don't differentiate. And they hold even a guy who buys requires repeats. So we're not asking for the Baal Bais, we're asking for the case of Lekeach itself. That it would sound like they would require in the house or in the chutzner. And here we say that no, that it's enough, at least for Lekeach, even on the Sada. And that's the question on Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yechon. Next, just not to begin with the words of the The fig tree is standing in the garden, its branches are tilting into the courtyard, or in the corner holes, the bias, it's tilting into the bias. Which Tosfos actually points out, Labdavka Nakatein, it's not really precise when you're picking a fig tree, because the Imboi Maisa El Midrabanan, that's only rabbinically obligated, because the Midrash Lamachayev, Elo, Dagan, Batirish Beitza, biblically, the obligation is only by grain, wine, and oil. Lochayim Midrash, and we're talking about regarding the biblical halacha, which we say, because rabbinically it's already obligated previously, like we said. The reason why we picked the fig tree, the fish between my name, it just was a comment amongst them, but really it's actually has to be either dug and tears. Next time about the beginning of the word Dimoha, I meant it's begina. Okay, so we're talking about standing in the garden, and they the lechotzer and its branches tilting into the courtyard. Well, Magda Malabais, and when it holds has to be in the house to be chayv, it's tilted into the house. Which says, well, Mutzalukmi says bottom by question, which is answering, he says, you couldn't explain. Because into Malakin Begina is like when you gathered it, you harvested it in the garden, Vahilith Labayas. And you went to the house, and you eat over there, because that can't be, because we're talking about a worker. The worker could only eat at the time of the work, and then the coming to the mission later on, because only when you're going from row to row that you're allowed to eat in the house, because it's better for the employer, but therefore it has to be that where it is that you're eating, and not that you brought somewhere else, which would have been the easier answer. It's just not the beginning of the words of Gemara. Malabayas, you want to know, so Malabayas should also be chayiv. So on that, the Gemara answered because when you're detaching, it's like Marmalocha and seeing Pnei Abayis. So the Gemara says, no, but Abayis, he's looking primarily at the tree, and Lekeach, he's primarily looking at what he buys. And therefore, for him, it's not yet considered as Gemara Malacha. So this is Tim, it's a wonder, because the Lekeach, Davka, Eichel, Shtaim, Shtaim, Chayim, the guy who buys, but only Bechai specifically if he's picking two at a time. Blachasach is part of it, one at a time. Before the Gemara, like, I'm going to give him a little bit of a base. Katzatz, Bein Sefes, Bein Lei Sefes, Achas, Achas, Eichel, one at a time you can eat, Shtaim, Shtaim, Eichel, two at a time you cannot eat. Now, so we're talking two at a time. Shtayim, since it's two, given the little chutzur, since it's tilting into the courtyard, if the Baal Vais also then even the homeowner should be for Benigan, besides Mice in the third parak, Meshachas, can be Te'ino Medes Bechatzur, by a fig tree that's in the courtyard, like a lachasachas. You can eat one at a time and your potzer. The Mitzvah Shtayim, but if you combine two at a time, you can be Chayim. So why is the Baal Vais any different than the Lekas? The Shtayim says, you can say, the Hasim Mayer, there's talk, Mike, because in a rate to look at Akshav Yaisu, that he doesn't want to harvest any more than what he's taking right now. Only what he's eating. By two, even the homeowner, like the buyer. Because you can't say anymore the svar of our Gemara that his eyes are on the fig tree. Because his eyes are actually on what he's eating right now. That's what's considered Gemara Malacha when he has two combined. Where he's hiring a worker to harvest, whatever he can harvest. Shaykh Lebem, you could say, in a bitin asai, his eyes are in this fig tree, but the chashm garim be gram alocha, and it's not considered as a granary, to be considered as the finish, until he harvests all or most of it. Now, this is what we're explaining over here, that it's in the garden, and it's tilting into a courtyard. Who didn't have muscle okami, says the truth, we could have said also, it's actually standing in the courtyard, which would have had the same alocha as we previously mentioned. And ties on this Amid. Well, Mr. Shlicha Tveh, no, because it's just picking something that's just more common. Well, even moreover, they got the bias, because then regarding a house, so Achlem the Noit bias, where we say that it's tilting into the house according to that mandama, because they meant to be bias, the Shlicha Klau, where it's not really common to have a tree in your house. So now, can I make a this is regarding the case of the courtyard, you have to say the same type of idea where it's tilting inside of it. Now, according to Pirish, Rashi explains, in a bit, what does it mean his eyes are on this fig tree? Where, yeah, the tree, its root is primarily out of the courtyard. So it says, Ma'ashim, it sounds like it's written in the language. What it means to say is, Shem Ha'izah Gula B'chatzim, because it would all be in the courtyard. By Baal Vais Namachayim, the homeowner would also be obligated. But in the Lurid, that does not seem to be correct according to the Lurid. First of all, it's not applicable seeing the face of the courtyard when it's still attached. I feel like Kalatena is B'chatzim, even if the whole fig tree was in the courtyard. When the one holds the purchasing establishes, Kabeah Philip Sadir establishes even in the field, the Dovishing Malach, regarding somebody when the work was finished, Kadam Perka may be Kadia, like the one says in Beah, the Pamahei of a Beis, say Perk at the end of this period until the Gimel out. Mashmet sounds like Gabi Mashkois, the Ifkesu, the Gabi Mikshois, the Ifkesu, regarding these vegetables that the blossom was picked off. A Philip Sadir, even in the field, the worker can't eat, because the work is done, even though it didn't see the house or the courtyard. So how do you have that the buyer should be obligated meiser? Well, Potter and the worker is exempt, as Tais explains. Even if the work is not finished, the buyer should also be exempt. And if the work is finished, then the worker can't eat. Obviously, you only have this elo to likeach because by the buyer, inichel shtayim, it cannot be two afil leisafas, and a pile, but by a worker, he has a different halacha. At kile safas, when he doesn't dip it into salt, inichel shtayim, he can eat two at a time. If that's the case, it's a taste of akach and the time with the breeches. Obviously, you have to say, like we explained, to likeach a buyer, inov bimekhoi. That his eyes are on what he's purchasing, and two is considered as a granary of gram aloch at the end of the work of something. But the homeowner in the betay nasai, his eyes are on his fig tree, loving gram aloch, that's not considered the end of the work. And the poet, balabais, and the work is like the balabais, and perish a kunches loy shayach shal. Because according to Rashi, that when the wood is in the courtyard, the balabais is chayav even on two peris. So it'd be difficult to explain what's the difference between a worker and someone who's purchasing, and what situation would be the difference between them. Next is Master begins with the word Zigmara, which and this belongs to Namad Beis. So it tells us that that it's only by the true of your own seeds, but the halacha does not apply by a purchaser, which that the Gemara is saying that a purchase does not convey from Maisa Mideraisa. So that's for Zerecha. It's only Zerecha, not if you buy it. It's just that Mekech is Kaveh for Maisa only rabbinically. So it says, when Tim, you're going to say, Pekam the Gemara says at the end of the first Pekam Mechayr, that you're Ravam Beit. Amashvob Reb Nassan says, Lekech Tvalim Mimurachim in Anachri. Someone buys untithed produce that was moved down in the pile right from a non Jew. So my answer he takes some Maisa, and he can keep it. Coming to Gemara says, Imarchina Nachri, if the non-Jew smoothed it out, well, that the Gansel Torah says is your grain, your pile, but like Diga Nachri, not when the non-Jew smoothed it out. So that wouldn't be obligated to Maisa. But Machin Yisrael, we're talking about whether the Jew smoothed it out. Peter's, in other words, Achar Shekonim in the Nachri, after that he purchased with the non-Jew, and then Ma'asrin, then he takes Maisa. Why does he ever take Maisa then? Because there's no acquisition with a non-Jew and Eretz Yisrael to remove him from the obligation of Maisa. But Beim Shaloi could keep the Maisa himself. Why could he keep it? Why didn't he have to give it to a Levi? Because he could tell him, Dasin Mekayich Man, the Jew could tell the Levi, I'm coming from a person, a non-Jew, you wouldn't be able to have anything on him. And therefore, I get to keep it. Now, but like maybe you cannot say Ma'astron Midrabanon, that this that you have to take a ma'aser only rabbinic, because in Kenneth that would be the case. My come the words the Gemara say the Enkin Lanachi. That there's no acquisition for a non-Jew to remove, and if you have to take a ma'aser, what does that mean? I feel the Yeshkin, even if he did have an acquisition, sort of last Rabban, you still have to take a ma'aser rabbinically, because Mukhab is certified comments rabbi, like it's obvious from the end of prayer comments rabbi, Mukhab is off of an alf and alf. Ten the Glinda Bryce, I remember Shimon Shazuri. So Pamachas, one time, this Arably Tevel Bachun, it got mixed in. Untied produce in the regular kosher food. Shalti lit up tavern asked tavern. And Bumli said to me, Leich kachlcha, go and buy for yourself an ashok from the marketplace and then take from that on this. Parach the Gemara asked, why didn't they just tell him, kach ben anachri, buy from the non-Jew? Ksaver, he holds in kinyan b'chulu. There's no kinyan for the nachri to remove the chiv of maises. So if that's the case, that the parents would have a chiv ma'isim deraisa, and because of that, v'avalei menachiv ala pater, so that would be considered taking something that's obligated on something that's possibly going to be pater. So it says much, but it sounds like the yesh kinyan that if the non-Jew had an acquisition in Eretz Yisrael, that havalei kech min anachri, that when this guy purchasing from the non-Jew. That would be actually from something that is exempt on something that would be exempt. And that would be an option. So you'd be able to take off Maisa. Because they're Tavayi Rabbani, because both are rabbinic. So you see that the Chiv Maisa is only rabbinic, even if a Goy has a Kinyan. Now, since the Gemara Bukhari says that if you purchase from a Goy, you take Maisa because there's no Kinyan for Nachri, sounds like that is a chiv deraisa, and that when you buy it, you have a ma'aser mideraisa. So how do we resolve this? So remember, in Tami says the halacha ariv lekech achav yirach. We're talking about what you purchase after the non-Jew smoothed it out. Oh, okay. So therefore, it's only rabbinic. But if you purchase before you smoothed out kiosk, like over there, then tivu zaracha kirin be, then it is tivu zaracha. Because ultimately the meruach, the digun, is happening through the Jew. And this has been telling me to say, but menacha is the Gemara menacha is a milo kamalei, the one that we quoted before. Why didn't they just tell him, lech v'kach hamamurach, go and take the, from a non-Jew that was smoothed out already? We just explained la v'chivel and rabbanan, so that would be great on rabban. There's something we could say is the mekamakum. No, still, and this is the main words of Taisa saying, domi menachivel apater. it'd be similar to as if it's something from that's obligated and that's potter, because kibin the ilaha the meicher, since if the meicher would back out kanile, he required it, have a chiyuv, then it would be obligated. So even now we consider it as like it's similar to menachiv ala potter. But for that, that sounds like the in lahafish medabah doy mechiv, that one shouldn't be mafish, something that appears to be obligated ala potter, something that's exempt. Because dig about the amar sha'amale. There is an opinion that says that he said to him, "Lech v'kach v'nanachri, go purchase from a non-Jew." Parach, and he asked, "Well, lemalei kach v'nashok, why is it time to buy from the market?" So he held, "Ain reiv ami oritz ma'asrim." You know, most of the emiratsim that take ma'aser, "Ablem nachib ala pater," and if it's what's obligated, what's pater. And the lekamim, this really can't say that he holds the v'abihu, that's definite. The lekam on the polik, there's no one that disagrees. The truth is, ami oritz demaihi. When you buy from an ignorant person, it's demai. It's just because it's similar to something that's chayiv, to something that's pater, but it's really not. It's considered as demai. So we see that there's such a concept, such a principle, that the Gemara is still considering it from mechivah lapater, because it's doima to someone because no one disagrees that Twitter Marts is considered as demai, but it seems like that. That's his thesis that the Tzarchian, you have to look into this, because the Chimashani also when the Gemara answers with the Xavri holds in Kin Lanachri, that's not Kin Lanachri. Kamokam Lemele, why didn't he tell him, Kachman Anachri Hamamurach, go purchase from the non Jew that which is smoothed out? Because the Mandame in Kinyan, because according to one who holds it, no Kinyan. Mikamokam Darj, the Gun Chabalik Digger Nachri, but still, what Tais bothered is that the first Sekadamri over there, Mar answered, he didn't tell the person from Nachri because he holds that doesn't have a kin to be mafkiya, that wouldn't help. But this still would be considered to be mafkiya from Chiba al Pater. The bothering Tais is, still he could have told him to buy from a Nachri that's really smoothed out, because even if you hold there's no kin to Nachri to be mafkiya, he agrees to another drasha of the Gan Cha, that payers that were smoothed out by Nachri, so that's something that it's Nachayiv in my Simidere, Simidere Perka Shaleh, you get the Ben Zayim Meral. So Tais remains with Tzorchian on that. Then Tais, if I'm telling you, going to say, the Pirish Rabbein Tam, the according to Pirish Rabbein Tam, the Hacha Mashma, that from Rabbein Tam over here in the Gemara, that Mashma Lekeach Kod Miruach, sounds like if you purchase before it's Mudad, put them in the Raisa, that you're going to be biblically exempt. Also, if it was before it was smoothed out, because the apoyel oichel, we have the worker eating with davar shle nigmer malachtoi lemaiser, which time the kaidin miruach that's before it's smoothed out. Umask mekchay mishor shoyse malachtoi, and that's the case. Comes out that the purchase of the worker starts when he started doing his work. And then at that point, it wasn't fully finished yet, and then that's what the Gemara is saying, that lekeach is gonna be chayiv, and v'ha'parach, that's the Gemara asks, lekeach midereisa mimechayiv, and is he gonna be chayiv midereisa, but you're not from Tzuras Aracha, the lekeach is only chayiv midrabban. So that's because it comes up in the Gemara that even before Meruach, the Lekech is Chayv only Midrabanan. So there's only Graham Ben Tam, this is before Meruach, the Lekech is also Chayv Midaraisa. So it says, if you're showing in the Maschel, that actually, that the purchase of the worker doesn't start, actually, Atcha Oichel, until he eats it. There's a Shorakaran Nasak, and it's at that time that's already been remedied. And it's already mesukah for ma'aser. That's what we say lekeach chayv only midrabanan. The truth is, but before that, it would be chayv midaraisa. So this is Rabbi Yitzchak bar Mordechai. He's the Rivam Sikshal Peirush Rabbeinu Tam. Yes, Rabbeinu Tam, that the whole lekeach tefuah mumerechas mama art. When someone buys produce that's smoothed out from an ignorant person, habit demai. Halacha is considered demai. Because we're not sure if you took a mice or not. I'm vadi le'iser, but it sounds like if you definitely did not take a ma'aser, chayav la'asim le'torah, you'd have an obligation to take a ma'aser biblically. Apish in this maruch kvar, although already was smoothed out already, and that's not like a vain tam, so it'll be drabanan. That's his tesis. That's not a difficulty because the nehi did my lehaba that if we know that there is no ma'isi, right? There's no halacha of the ma'i, but it wouldn't be biblically obligated. Well, a ma'isa vada you have rabban. It would just be a definite rabbinic ma'isa. But so if let the kohen levi, you would have to give it to the kohen levi. Can't just win it's a topic. But actually, according to Yivam, he prefers to say the opposite. When you purchase it, it's not smooth part of it, you're actually exempt. It wasn't obligated yet in the possession of the seller. But it was purchased, smoothed out. Since it was already obligated, it's already considered in the possession of the seller. So it never moves the name of Tebel that it had by the seller. Like we find by some of this hektish or ownless. Before you smooth that mafkir, but that removes the ma'aser. Avalach miruach, we're ready to smooth that. In mafkir, that does not remove it. Kamesh b'shiva, but Baba Kama, like Rebbe explains in Baba Kama, it's like dal maraf. We're going to test the maskal mirchu. Maybe Raim in the Yerushalmi brings proof from the Yerushalmi. And l'kech l'anachri have ipcha. The purchase from a non-Jew is the opposite. Din is smart, but shos anachri ipcha is smooth than possession of non-Jew. So that's already part of the gan chobal le'diganachri. The pasuk says your dog and not that of a non-Jew. It's already been exempted. Kshloinus markah b'shus v'ev was not put down in his possession. Then nichayv. Then you be obligated because the enkil nachri to love kim de ma'isa. It's not considered his to remove the obligation of ma'isa. But the mekari tuvos aracha shal ma'icha. It's not considered tuvos aracha according to of the ma'icha. El tuvos lekeach. We remember that it's considered the tuv that's of the one who buys from him. Le'chashem lekeach. And it's not considered as someone who buys something that's not smoothed out as exempt from Meister according to his interpretation, rather, because it's like his own and smooth by him, and therefore that's why he's going to be chayav.